experience to be created at ETZ Lancer 3 location is required. John and Angie in the and Global News US Iran talks on the way in Oman and push to prevent the war. Welcome to the Citizen Main News Station Live, my name is Kenton Smith. The Electric Commission of Gambia, ECZ, has declared that 70 new constituencies will be created during the delimitation exercise that will be conducted this year. This is during the launch of the delimitation and 2026 general election world mark meeting with 14 in Lusaka this morning. ECZ chairperson, Mandela Galanis, has assured that the exercise will be conducted strictly in a constitutional, fair and logical manner, considering factors like history, population and diversity. Ms. Galanis said stakeholders, including members of parliament, councillors and the general public, will participate in the process, with submissions accepted from neighboring 16th to 20th. While at provincial level, submissions will take place from February 23rd to March 10th. She explained that the revised constituency names and boundaries are expected to be published in the Government Gazette and communicated by April 15th, becoming effective after Parliament's resolution.
The Constitution should reflect the number of constituency votes to 150 seats to 230 seats. This is the experience of the national block, demographic shift, and the need to invite representation across the country. As a result, the Commission is constitutionally mandated to create 70 additional constituencies right in the country, which must be completed and published in the Government Gazette and take effect on 15th of May 2026 as Parliament stands prepared.
And yes, the government has declared that the voter registration inspection will be conducted between 2nd and 8th March, where members of the public will be allowed to verify their data.
Stakeholders should note that the timelines for the inspection of the provincial voter registration have been revised. The revision has been anticipated by the need to align voter registration processes with the delimitation exercise and the implementation of the mixed member proportional representation election system. The rest of the election roadmap, quantification of the register of voters to the polls in range and fairly shared in the term and stakeholders as the approval meeting begins.
Lusaka Acting Chief Resident Magistrate Irene Lusamanda has refused to grant former Foreign Affairs Minister John Malindi's bail pending appeal, ruling that the ground of appeal does not show a likelihood of success. Delivering a ruling in Chamber this morning, Magistrate Lusamanda found that the proposed grounds, including arguments described as novel points of law and claims that the trial magistrate misapplied principles of corporate personality, are unlikely to succeed on appeal. The magistrate has also rejected the argument that Mr. Malindi would serve a substantial portion of his sentence before the appeal is heard, finding that the four-year term is too long for a substantial portion to be served before appeal. Mr. Malindi is serving a four-year imprisonment sentence for acquiring properties established to be persons of crime, including two helicopters and houses in Silverest, linked to funds allocated for a Zambian chancery in Turkey. His lawyer, Sandiura Nimbili, confirmed the ruling and stated that the defense team will await instructions from Mr. Malindi on whether to seek bail in a higher court. Acting leader of government, business and the National Assembly, Jasmine Bissell, there will be no by-election in Africa following the death of the current central chairperson, Nida Mukoma, because the country will soon enter the constituency constitutionally prohibited period for holding by elections ahead of the 2026 general election. Mr. Mwindi has told Parliament this morning that the vacancy in the office of the Mpita Town Council chairperson, which followed the untimely death of the incumbent, was too close to the start of the 180-day blackout period prescribed by the Constitution. Delivering a ministerial statement in response to an urgent matter without notice raised by Shimamandi Member of Parliament Stephen Kamtongo, Mr. Mwindi explains that while the Electoral Commission of Zambia ECZ has the mandate to conduct elections, this mandate is dependent on the lawful occurrence of a vacancy and timely formal notification. He says the ECZ only received formal notification of the vacancy on 4 February 2026, leaving insufficient time to conduct a by-election before the constitutional bar took effect. Mr. Mwindi has cited Article 158 of the Constitution, which requires a by-election to be held within 90 days of a vacancy, but noted that Article 57(2) expressly prohibits the holding of by-elections within 180 days before a general election. He informed the House that the 2026 general election is scheduled for Thursday, 13th August 2026, meaning the 180-day period during which by-elections cannot be held begins on 14th February 2026.
With the vacancy having been reported on 4th February 2026, the Commission is left with a window of only 9 days before the constitutional bar takes effect. I wish to inform this organ house that voting a threat to a by-election within such a time frame is logistically and legally impossible. The Election Process Act No. 35 of 2016 prescribes mandatory procedures that cannot be compressed into 9 days.
In more news, the National Union of Miners and Allied Workers Command has welcomed Cabinet's approval of a permit-based export system for sulfuric acid, saying the move should help stabilize mining operations and protect jobs in the sector. NAMAA President Saul Kumajika says the decision directly responds to long-standing supply challenges that have disrupted copper production in the past. He explained the sulfuric acid is a critical input in copper processing, and any instability in supply puts production at risk with serious implications for employment. Mr. Kumajika says the new policy gives governments the power to prioritize local demand, ensuring that mines and processing plants are adequately supplied before exports are allowed. Cabinet, at its recent meeting, approved the introduction of a permit-based export system for sulfuric acid, aimed at ensuring sufficient supply for domestic industries and supporting the country's copper production.
However, the effectiveness of this system will depend on the transparency and the effectiveness of the insurance of these permits. The delays will definitely affect the supply in the mining industry, and we therefore call for the continued engagement of the producers, government, the mine themselves, union leaders, and any other stakeholders interested, because the effectiveness of the operation at the mine affects everyone of us.
To move on to government and direct talks between U.S. and Iranian officials have begun in Oman amid weeks of escalating tensions and fears of a military confrontation between the two countries. Iran's foreign minister, Abbas Araghchi, has traveled to the Iranian capital, Muscat, for the discussion, while United States President Donald Trump's advisors, Steve Witkoff and Jared Kushner, are also set to take part. An Iranian Ministry of Foreign Affairs spokesperson says the goal of the meeting is to reach a fair, mutually satisfactory and honorable agreement regarding the nuclear issue. The BBC reports from this and other sources.
Talks have opened in Iran between the U.S. and Iran as Washington seeks to curb Iran's nuclear and missile program. Iran says it remains willing to